So why do we get non-conservative behaviour? We're either getting addition or removal of an element from the water column, and there has to be a reason for that. Biology kicks in. So I already said that we have diatoms that are present in the marine system that are using silicon. We know that the surface aluminosilicate and silicate rocks have the silicon component removed as what compound? Spot on, silicic acid, okay? So that's removing it. Remember, carbonic acid hits the rock, the acid attacks the basic rock, it solubilizes the network covalent structure and removes the silicon as silicic acid. That amorphous silicon component that's floating around in the creek, because the silicic acid is not very stable, it rapidly forms quite small polymeric units. Those units and the silicic acid can be removed and then turned into these sort of structures here for these silicious diatoms. These are coming out of that brimble comb book. And so these structures then are made of silicon and oxygen rather than what we would expect bones to be, calcium phosphates, or what we would expect plant material to be, which would be primarily high molecular weight organic.